Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I have confirmation that producer emeritus Dave Klein is going to make an appearance on this show for some reason today.
That is correct.
Can't reveal the reason yet, though, right?
Well, no. It's part of a Suze News very important story that Fred found.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. We haven't seen him in a while.
No, we
tried, and you guys all canceled on dinner, you and Dave Klein, so Fred and I went out.
And did we talk about the fact that our former producer, Abby, was married a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Did we mention that or not?
Listen, when you boys canceled, Fred, myself, and Abby went out to dinner, and we knew all about it. But yeah, she did get married to Jay, who we met when they just started dating.
We did kind of meet when they were just starting.
Yeah, it was
that's so
nice.
Sweet. That's awesome. Yeah, and I feel bad. We should probably, maybe Fred and I are the ones that have to organize the dinner so we don't forget about it. The problem is you always say, hey, can you dinner on this date? And I say yes. And then I don't write it down and I don't remember. And then the day of, you're like, hey, you guys ready for dinner? I'm like, ooh.
Why can't you just write it down? Like, okay, fine, you plan it, and it'll never happen.
Then it'll never happen.
Yes.
Right. No, I'm going to agree with you.
At least Fred writes stuff down and shows up and we eat.
Whatever.
I never miss a meal.
I had a racquetball. You know, people, when you start to get to know me a little bit, you know what you have to do. Fred's certainly in that camp and my other bosses here. But I had a racquetball match at the MAC West this morning. And Blake, the dude that I was playing, I think he kind of realized it too. And he's like, we're still good for 10 o'clock, right?
Oh,
he
texted me.
I'm like, thank you for doing that because there are days, and I have them on my calendar. I just don't look at the calendar. That's the thing.
Send yourself an alarm for these things. It should just go buzz, buzz when you have something, and you could
set
it for...
I set alerts.
Yeah.
I set alerts. I don't see the alerts come in. I don't know. Don't ask. All
okay.
I know is then Fred, I have a track record of forgetting things and not showing up at things, and I don't seem to be able to fix that bad habit, unfortunately.
Huh.
But let's do something different this afternoon. Let's share a musical adventure from the one, the only, Barry Manilow. I'm gonna get
Once
some songs stuck in your
head. Before I go, I want you to know.
So he has released this song, Once Before I Go. It's like his farewell song. He's doing one more tour here this year.
I'm sure we'd make the same mistake.
But I wanted to bring this up because Fred and I, and this might go back probably 12 or 13 years ago, we had Barry Manilow on as a guest on KMOX.
In person?
No, he was on the phone.
Oh, okay.
But he had been here in person before.
That's
to KMOX.
Right. Yeah, we had him here in person years before that. And
at
we had a little
building.
dinner set up for listeners that came in, and we all ate together.
Oh, I would have loved that.
But the interview that he did with me was fantastic. And then Fred and I got tickets for the show at Chaffetz, and I took, Becky and I went, and we took my son Aiden. And then years later, and this was only like a year ago, hey, did you take me to a Rod Stewart concert at one point? I'm like, no, it was worse than that. It was Barry Manilow. Because when we were sitting in that show, and I, you know, we know all the songs.
For a kid, though.
Is it, though? It's kind of child abuse, I think. It really is.
Oh, come on.
You know, when I took both my sons, Shane and Noah, and my wife, Marie, and, you know, I'm a mega Barry Manilow fan from years back. And when it was over, the two boys, they must have been 10 and 12.
Right, right.
Said, Dad, there were a lot of older women here, like, screaming.
Ah!
Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe they didn't know yet. You know what I'm saying?
When I go back to my foundations of music, and music is the most maybe important thing outside of family in my life. I depend on music. I need it. I live for it. And I was in the music industry for a while. I was in music radio. But it goes back to when I was a kid. I started hearing songs in the Partridge Family. Some of the first songs and first albums I got.
Sure.
But honest to God, this is a true story. Barry Manilow Live is one of the first albums that I had.
Of course.
I don't know if it was because my mom and dad bought it or if I bought it, but I remember listening to it a lot.
It's
and
good.
Then, it is good. Like, we were listening to it today. You forget about stuff.
Know that I'm on the stage, 'cause it's a miracle.
A miracle.
A true blues that they call a miracle come true.
That's a fun song, this
oh,
one, too.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm not going to play Mandy because everyone knows Mandy. I'm playing some of the upbeat stuff. But the other thing that's interesting and I think really fascinating about Barry Manilow, in fact, he's going to be honored by a group that is, I can't remember the name of the organization, but it's an advertising organization.
Well, it should be because right. He wrote several jingles that we all know.
And on Barry Manilow Live, they do a medley. We got to check these out.
See if you remember this one.
I think a lot of people are going to remember these.
Oh, I do.
There's barking at the kitchen, yelling in the hall, ringing at the doorbell, pounding on the wall, kids out of sight and kids in the way. No time to cook on this hectic day.
Here we go. Right, then there's this.
Whenever you're driving and wherever you're bound, like a good neighbor.
Can you believe he did this one too?
Yep.
State Farm is there.
And that one is
still
using
that.
It, right? There's
yes.
This.
I am stuck on the Band-Aid, and Band-Aid stuck on. I am stuck on the Band-Aid, and Band-Aid stuck on me.
A lot of hits and a lot of hit commercials. Remember this one, right?
Oh, now I do. Wait, no, I don't.
No, you do. Of course you do. McDonald's.
So
McDonald's was one of the big ones. And
do
that's
you know how much
did.
Money he must have made off of that alone?
You know what's funny about that is Fred and I were actually talking about that because
I
would think that they would, especially when they're still using some of that stuff today. And you know who else did that in a more modern time? And I'm trying to look up which commercials. I heard her in an interview one time talking about this.
Who?
Sheryl Crow. Back, and this was more in the 80s. And she was, that's how one of her musical, you know, beginnings started. She was doing some jingles and stuff. And she did some that were.
Did she write them or was she just singing
them? No,
she
wrote
them. Did Barry
them.
Write? Oh, okay.
Barry wrote all that. Yeah. But no, Sheryl Crow was writing them too. She did a McDonald's jingle. This is more recently though. Says before she was a best-selling artist, Sheryl Crow. You know what? It might have been Howard Stern. This is a clip from Howard Stern. She says that she made $42,000 singing a jingle for McDonald's. So maybe she was just
singing. I think
singing.
She just performed.
She didn't write it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But that was kind of one of her starts as well. She sang backup for Michael Jackson as well, if you remember.
Well,
correctly.
It's just impressive that he came up with all those things and then record. I mean, that is. Those are four major, major commercials.
And we only scratched the surface.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch more in that medley that
oh my
they do.
Goodness.
You know, Mark, to me, Barry Manilow is your Bruce Springsteen. How many times have you seen Springsteen?
I'm in the, I always say mid-40s, like 45 times.
So I'm in the 5 or 6.
But that's
pretty
good. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like everyone, like Mississippi River Festival. You know, at Kiel, at the arena. I've seen him. And when we saw him at
Chaffetz.
Yeah.
Look, it's kind of one of those artists that's kind of embarrassing, especially in the modern era, to admit that you loved. But he was such a great songwriter and a dynamic performer.
My goodness.
And even when we saw him last time, he put on, you know, a great show. I do think that, you know, in this era, his body comes on stage and his face comes just like a few minutes later.
Yeah, that's
kind of
how
but
that
that's
is.
Okay.
But Wow. And,
you know, I was telling Fred, you know, just because I was thinking back to great legendary concerts of that type. In 80, I'd say maybe 84, 85, and I think I took my mom and dad to this show, which doesn't make sense that I took them, but I saw Neil Diamond at the Checkerdome, and
it was
one of the best damn shows I'd ever seen.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
If I put my top 10 together, several of them would be Springsteen. Definitely the first time I saw Paul McCartney, I've seen him a couple of times, the first time I saw him, blown away. There's a Mellencamp show that I saw at the Kiel Opera House in 84, 85. And this was the tour. This was a great tour. He started the show with five covers and then he did his stuff. And it was amazing. Like did an Animals cover and a bunch of other stuff. But Neil Diamond, honest to God, would be in like probably my top 10 concerts of all time.
Well, he's awesome, or was at the time.
Yeah. Is he still with us?
Yes.
He's still alive.
He's still with us.
Okay.
In fact, it has something to do with Hudson. What?
Hudson.
No, okay.
Brain cramp.
Goldie Hawn's daughter. What's her name?
Oh, Kate Hudson. Yeah, you got it.
Kate Hudson is doing a film that has something to do with the life of Neil Diamond.
Oh, I love that.
And there's a photo of her with Neil on the front porch somewhere recently. So he's still with us. He's got some issues.
I love that. I like Kate Hudson, too. All right, we're coming back with Sue's News. Thursday afternoon, that means that tomorrow, I think I can get confirmation on this, is Friday afternoon. We have a Reardon Roundtable starting at 3. Jane will be here. Gene Evans on the panel. Jeff Rainford, Paul Hall recommending some movies and entertainment in the 4 o'clock hour. And Cusimano will preview the big Mizzou Texas A&M game and a little music fun with Tim Summer in the 5 o'clock hour. Right now, and we are supposed to have a very special guest on the phone line, and it's hilarious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's because Fred, our executive producer here.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Uh-huh. Booked a former producer of ours, and as a fellow producer, Fred's frustrated that the former producer is not responding to the current producer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do this. Maybe he'll jump on.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News, presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Okay, you know yesterday when I couldn't get in the garage?
Yeah.
I couldn't get in again today, by
the really?
Way, and I had to get a ticket. I think it's a subtle message.
And you still work here?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Well. It's not unclear. But yesterday, I parked out, you know, right in front of us on whatever street
this
is.
Did you stay out there the whole day?
Yeah. I parked at 3, and I did the meter thing, you know, bing, 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 uh-huh. bing, and I was covered for 2 hours. I got a ticket when I got out.
You did get a ticket.
Did they get me in that last hour?
Of course.
That's what I thought. I looked at it today. No, that's not what it was. I parked in the diagonal spaces out there yesterday. You're supposed to back in now.
Oh, you got to be kidding
me. And I went forward in because there was a car next to me that was forward and another one that had backed in. So I thought,
maybe it's okay. You got a ticket for that?
Yes.
And what is the charge for the ticket for that?
What do you think? You want to guess?
$20.
$150.
Both of you I love. No, it was only $30.
Okay, $30.
But $30 because I parked the wrong way.
You know what I would do with that ticket? I'd rip it up and I would never pay it.
Oh my gosh. But then what if something happens? I don't know.
That's ridiculous. The busybodies in St. Louis with all the issues that we have. How about a little warning that says, you know what?
Yeah, you're supposed to. You are supposed to park.
That's
yeah.
just dumb. But so, that yeah. is interesting that you
I really,
couldn't get in. Well,
yeah.
because what happened wasn't yesterday when I came in the building. We have the arms that go up and we have these little cards that you have to swipe. Well,
yeah.
I noticed that the arm was up. And
at a weird angle?
Yes. And it didn't seem to beep. So then when I went to get out of the garage, wouldn't let me out of the garage.
Oh, because you had swiped twice?
Right. Yeah,
see, I've swiped twice trying to get in, so I don't think I'll ever get out.
We'll
but
get
I'll
you
try
out.
It.
We'll get you out.
Thanks,
someone finally came to rescue me. They're not quick. They come from the apartments that are also in this building.
That's how I ended up buying a new car. You just have to buy a different car to get out.
Yeah, I understand. I may just have to try that. All right, I want to say National Nachos Day. Happy National Nachos Day to you, even though I just destroyed
that. That's a
that.
Good one.
Isn't that great?
It is.
It's also National Saxophone Day and my personal favorite, National Men Make Dinner Day. All right, the two of you better get on it. What do you mean? I said to Michael this morning, you know, it's National Men Make Dinner Day.
Yeah, how do you respond to that?
How about tomorrow?
That's a good answer.
I don't think I make anything my wife would eat.
What?
Because she
toast?
Eats all healthy stuff. Well, I guess.
Yeah, you can make
I don't know, bread.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's hard to find something.
Well, you do what? Waffles? You could whip up some waffles,
yeah, there you go.
Fred.
Well, like,
yeah.
Let me just ask a question. Do you have a dinner? Because I don't even know what I'm having for dinner tonight. I'm communicating actively with my wife. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
However, there was something in the crock pot.
Oh.
When I left for work.
Oh, that's
there you
a good
go.
Sign.
So that's something to look
Do you know what you're
to.
Having?
Yeah.
You do?
Roast chicken.
Is Michael making it?
No, he's
okay.
gone tonight, so that's why I said maybe
Did you
tomorrow.
Buy one of those things from like the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. I like the deer burgers.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do too.
So I have an update. Let's do Dave Klein, Sir Dave Klein, as I call him.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow?
Maybe. Tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely not going to get him today.
Oh,
what the
so
hell
he,
happened?
What
well,
happened?
You know.
Is he have a real
know,
job?
I don't know, but huh. as a father of 4 boys, I think something
oh, that's
went crazy
point.
At home.
I don't care. We got priorities here. It was important.
Yeah,
we needed his English accent today.
Yeah, he has 3 lines. I'm sorry, 3 words.
We'll do it tomorrow.
All
Jane
right.
will be here. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right.
This day in history, 102 years ago, in 1923, Jacob Schick was granted a patent for...
The razor.
The electric razor.
Oh, the electric razor.
That is correct. The razor blade, I believe, had been around.
When you shaved, did you ever use an electric razor?
I tried.
They don't work, do
they?
That's what I hear.
I did it once in a while, a long time ago.
Not much.
I like the regular style.
Is it just not effective? Does it not go down far enough? What's the issue?
It's been so long since I've tried one of them. It just wasn't, for me, it still left a big shadow.
All right. Well, you don't want that. And on this day in history, 64 years ago, there was a brush fire. Okay, it's 1961, and a brush fire tore through Bel Air, California. Guess what? It burned down the homes of Burt Lancaster, Zsa Zsa Gabor, and damaged or threatened the homes of Marlon Brando, Cary Grant, Robert Stack, and Kim Novak. That's a story I've never heard before. But it was on this day in history in 1961.
That's a hell of an A-list block, right?
Yeah. You can't burn down the house of Cary Grant. Come on. Okay, now this song, we do have music, do you?
Uh-huh.
I didn't check
that. No,
all right. On this day in history, 43 years ago, 1982, this song went to number one. It's from An Officer and a Gentleman. Oh,
good movie, too. Mayonnaise. We just played that bite not too long ago, I think. Here's Joe. Well, actually not.
No.
Was that Diane Warren?
That's Jennifer Warren.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is a damn good song.
It was number one for 1982. And that was the singles chart, by the way.
She has a beautiful voice.
She really does. And 24 years ago, one of my favorite shows debuted. See if you can tell by the music what this is.
Oh, I know it.
2001,
this was one of my favorite shows, too. I can't believe it goes back that far.
I can't either,
Are
Mark.
Kidding
it
me?
Freaked me out.
2001?
Yes.
Okay. Is this 24?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice I cheated because I saw the label because the music hasn't really kicked in yet, but yeah. 2001.
2001.
And oh, I loved it.
It was so good. And with Kiefer Sutherland, of course, as counterterrorism expert Jack Bauer.
You know, they tried to. Did you ever try to watch it when they tried the second swing and did it again? It was terrible. It just didn't work. But that show was really
so good.
You know, it was pre. It was like one of the last really good shows before all the episodic stuff on Netflix, etc.
That was like
totally
must see TV.
It was must see TV. Absolutely.
It was just so. I kind of miss it. All right, Oprah.
Well, don't go back and look at the one that, you know, they redid because, again,
it was bad.
It didn't work very well, no.
Oprah released her annual Favorite Things Holiday Gift Guide. Now, there's plenty of affordable stuff on the list. Rich people, of course, need to shop, too. So that's why there is a $2,000 espresso machine, a $700 indoor pizza oven. I wonder about those things. You know, is it worth it? Do I really make that much pizza? Answer, no. But
you know,
$700 doesn't seem that bad.
We have some friends, actually, though. They just moved to Florida, but they had this amazing outdoor pool and kitchen area, and they had a pizza oven.
Now,
and
I
you
like
put the wood-fired
outside.
Pizza in there, and it was amazing.
Yes, but inside...
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, inside sounds weird.
Okay, but here's one that's funny. For the rest of us, there's also something on the list. It's a $60 pair of anti-fog reading glasses for the shower. Now, you think, what? Okay. But think about this. Okay, here's what whoever wrote about it on the Oprah thing said. Anyone who's trying to read deep conditioner instructions after it's on, the shower is on, and you're in there, understands why you need fog-free reading glasses in the shower.
I'm going to reject that. And
what?
As someone who uses reading glasses and has to use them all the time, here's what you do with deep conditioner. You put it in your hand, you rub it through your hair, you rinse it off. What do you need reading glasses for that?
Well, I have been in the shower before thinking, wait, is this a new shampoo? Wait, what do I do with this stuff? You know, we got goos.
I think you can survive, though, without
the... You're probably right.
What I can't do is I can't read a damn thing on any labels. Even, like, what I have to do is I literally have to take a picture with my phone or my iPad. Like, if I'm reading cooking instructions or something like that, they make them so small. Even people that don't need reading glasses can't read that.
Yeah, that's
crap.
Ridiculous. Shoot. I just looked at... All right. Let me try this one quickly. A large healthcare system in Maine is apologizing after sending letters to 531 patients in hospitals and healthcare clinics telling them they're dead. The letters expressed condolences, included information on how their next of kin could resolve their estates. And they're like, but we're still here. They said, whoops. It was just a problem here. It was a severe goof with the medical records and sorry about that. Oopsie doodle. You're
oh
not
my
dead.
Goodness.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And they send it to the person themselves. Guess what? You're dead. I mean, what?
I love that.
Let me get out of the hospital. Okay, and finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. The medical term for unibrow is sinophrous. The medical term for unibrow... Sinophrous.
Never heard that before. Not a big fan of the unibrow, but that's helpful. Thank you, Sue.
Uh-huh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I was just telling Sue, I'm so annoyed because maybe I shouldn't do this, but I was paging through a little Facebook here during the break, and there was an event at the White House earlier today where someone literally passed out when President Trump was addressing the media, and they were talking about some of these GOP medicines, etc. I think RFK Jr. was there as well. But now you have all the TDS folks out there on Facebook posting this picture. And by the way, I don't even know if it's real because it could be AI. But it's just people going to help this man who passed out. And President Trump kind of standing stoically, making it look like he was doing nothing and didn't care, even though he was in the middle of a White House event. And talk about taking things out of context. But think about how much effort these board people who have TDS, some of whom I actually like, they're friends of mine. And I just want to say, and I don't interject, I have a couple of times recently, do you not have a life? Really? Do you have to go on Facebook every single day and post something about Donald Trump? That's a psychological problem. It really is.
No, it is.
You are mentally ill if you do that. I'm sorry, even if you're a friend of mine. You have a mental illness that you need to help. And I don't know how to help you because they just make it worse. Good Lord.
He's got a lot of people that are in charge of helping. That's why he was standing there trying to hold
exactly.
it all together.
Exactly. Charles Lipson is here. Professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, has written about this week's election. And I don't know if you saw that event and what I'm referring to today, Charles, but how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing better than the guy in the White House.
That was kind of scary, wasn't it?
Yeah. And by the way, if there are that many healthcare executives, you think there might be some medical knowledge in the room?
And I think there
I'd
were.
Say that the president, normally when things go wrong like that, it's not the president who should step in. And you're right. It's just Trump derangement syndrome. But I think that Trump and the Republicans do have some real things to worry about besides people fainting. They did not do well on Tuesday night.
Yeah, so what's your interpretation of that? I'm always a little careful with, overreacting or even underreacting. I guess some of my advice yesterday was, even on Mamdani, where it seems like it's this big gift to Republicans, and perhaps it will be, and it has up until this point. I don't think you can, underestimate the appeal that he has to a certain part of the electorate. And AOC might be the same way. You got slick people out there like Gavin Newsom. So, yeah, this was a bit of an ass whooping. I don't think that it's shocking that Democrats won in Virginia and New Jersey or in some of these other places. But I guess the focus, Charles, and I think you dug into this a little bit, it was the margins that perhaps are more of a concern.
I think that's right. I think the thing with off-year elections like this is a lot of it is about turnout, and turnout is about who's really got the energy, right? And the energy is negative. And that's another point that I make. You're pointing to a column that I wrote and that was published in The Spectator. But I would say that the Democrats' problem going forward is that they don't have a positive agenda. It's really all Trump derangement syndrome. And plus, I think this point about affordability does resonate. You're right about Mamdani being a good retail politician. His problem is that he just got elected, and now he's going to have to govern. And I see problems ahead, and not just from Trump saying he's going to cut off money that's discretionary that could go to New York, but he's going they're going to have two other problems. One is going to be that the governor of New York is going to be asked to fund a lot of this, and I don't think she's going to be very eager to do that. And the other is that as his socialist programs melt down, as they inevitably will, all the people who endorse this guy are going to be on the hook for bad results.
Yeah, I have do this. Boy, Charles, you'd be an awesome panelist if you're ever in St. Louis sometime. I do the Reardon Roundtable 3 o'clock on Friday. It's must listen to radio, Charles Lipson. And I have two Democrats, and then I have a fellow conservative who comes on tomorrow. Will be Gene Evans, who is one of our regulars, and Jane Duker is a friend of mine, is on, and Jeff Rainford. So those two Democrats tomorrow, when I bring this stuff up about Mamdani in particular, they will react in a similar way that I do or that you do, because they are Democrats, but they're common sense and they're not radicals, and they cannot stand that a guy like this or people like AOC are taking over their party. But the fact of the matter is they are taking over their party. So how do the establishment Democrats and the old school Democrats here on the day that Nancy Pelosi announces her retirement, how do they deal with this? Because just as I was welcoming you to the show, they were airing a clip on Fox during the five of Whoopi Goldberg this morning. I don't have the audio, but her message was this: the Democratic leaders need to let these candidates, get out of their way. Just let them do what they're going to do. But as you point out, look, these are candidates that are certainly appealing to the progressive, the hard left, but those issues do not play well in most of America. Those are deep blue states out there. Here in Missouri, in most of Illinois, outside of Cook County, I think you'd agree, that stuff doesn't fly.
That's exactly right. The British have a word for it. It's called horses for courses, meaning if it's a muddy course, some horses will run well. If it's a dry course, some horses will run well. And I think that the Democrats' response is to say exactly what you said. That is, we're a big tent party. This is their argument. We're a big tent party, and we're not going to run a Mamdani in Kansas. We're going to let locals run where they run. But here's the problem, and this is a problem actually on both sides. The primaries are now so dominant, and the primaries are controlled by the activist base in both parties. I would also add that now that everybody has a cell phone that can record everything, you can't do what you used to do 50 years ago, which was say one thing to primary voters and then a different thing to general election voters.
They still try, though. Sometimes they still try.
They try, but they get caught as being inauthentic and deceitful. The problem that Democrats have is in one way opposite from the problem Republicans have, or strength that Republicans have, depending on which way it works on for particular candidates. The Republicans are Donald Trump's party, and they shifted from being a country club party to a populist party. But if Donald Trump says you're not his guy in the primaries, it's very hard to win those in nearly every state. But that doesn't mean that you can't always win the general election if he endorses you, as we just saw in New Jersey with Cetarelli. But the Democrats don't have a leader and won't have one until somebody is picked in 2028. Obama plays a kind of role, but he's kind of old school. Nancy Pelosi was incredibly effective as a leader of the party. You can see that Hakeem Jeffries is a much weaker reed,
he's flailing. He's
although
terrible.
They've held together. But that means that Whoopi Goldberg advised them to do is what they were going to do anyway, which is just run to their own tune.
Yeah, well, we got kind of lucky here. I mean, we have a progressive mayor, so I think Kara's a progressive, but she's not a nut job progressive. There is a difference. There's progressives, and then there's nut job progressives. Now, we have one of those running the Board of Aldermen here, Megan Green, and she's definitely, and a couple others, nut job progressives. What do you make, Charles Lipson? Because this is the one thing, and I said this yesterday, there's a lot of this stuff that did not shock me. Maybe some of the margins, but I really didn't think that Spanberger was going to lose to Winsome Earl Sears, even though I love Winsome. It just, she wasn't as strong a candidate, and Youngkin kind of disappeared from that. But the Jay Jones things, that one baffles
me. Really shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking, and I feel like I'm missing something, but how anyone could know the facts of what happened with Jay Jones and that violent text exchange and think that he's, look, people apologize, they make mistakes, you can move on, but to put him in a position as the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Virginia is mind-boggling, and I suppose it gives Republicans a little card in their back pocket. I like to be consistent and not hypocritical, but good Lord, you got something that happens on the Republican side that's similar to this, and we can say, hey, you guys didn't care, so why should we?
I do think I've come up with a favorite phrase, which I actually heard. It was a lawyer I knew who came home to find his two daughters fighting, and he asked them what happened. And one daughter said, "It all started when Shira hit me back."
Exactly.
I think that captures our politics perfectly.
It does. It absolutely does. Charles Lipson, always great to have you on. I hope things are well, and we'll talk soon.
Great to talk to you.
You can find his columns. They're always really good at charleslipson.com. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, there's a football game on tonight. It's the Raiders at the Broncos. That's the Thursday night game, so it's on Amazon, right?
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, we're getting closer to another weekend of college football in particular. The Monday night games are on ESPN. I couldn't get that one because I have YouTube TV. But I just said this to you during the break. I'm like, where are they with all that? And Variety, which is one of the trade publications in Hollywood, put a story out 5 hours ago that says YouTube TV subscribers increasingly a raid over Disney blackout. 24% say they've already canceled or plan to soon. A YouTube rep says the churn it has seen does not align with the findings of the survey. I mean, 24%, that's pretty significant, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, I can't believe it's not more, but okay.
Well, but see, then what do you do? Because, like, I'd like to, I was talking about this the other day. You can't call, they don't have, like, a customer service line, right?
Oh.
So it's not like you can call and say, hey, I'm going to cancel. And, like, you used to be able to do with DirecTV, and then they say, we're going to give you a much better deal. I could certainly cancel and then sign up for DirecTV again or DirecTV streaming or Fubo.
Ugh.
But I'm not going to do that realistically because I have the NFL package through YouTube TV. But I'm amongst those that are unhappy. And how do you
express
vocalize
it?
The only thing you could do is really do something online. But it doesn't seem, you know, I think most people, even some of the so-called experts out there, thought that this thing would be settled by now. But that has not happened.
Well, you could on X, reach out.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can do that. But that's, do they see that? Sometimes they do.
I guess they do. They're posting, the last post that they've got here, though, is October the 30th.
Yeah, from
and
last
then they
week.
Just went.
Right. And then that's where they made the case for why they're in this dispute. But they haven't updated anyone at all, which means that There's no movement on that. Hey, here's a story that I think most people will remember. So you're going to remember this, and there's been an update. I've been following this here for the last few days. It was a very quick trial. Remember the six-year-old student that went into the Virginia Elementary School and shot her teacher, did not kill her teacher, but shot the teacher? Abby Zwerner is the name of the teacher. And she was just yesterday awarded $10 million in her civil suit against the former principal of the school.
Whoa.
Six-day trial, 5.5 hours deliberation. That's not that long. It was a $40 million suit that hinged on whether the former assistant principal, her name was Ebony Parker at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, was grossly negligent because she failed during several opportunities to thwart the threat in the hours before Zwerner was shot in 2023. Now, yeah, because this was very controversial. You might remember at the time that she resigned very, very quickly. She still faces, I didn't realize this, 8 felony child abuse charges in a trial that's set for a couple weeks from now. She didn't testify during the trial. It began with jury selection on October 27th. And of course, in situations like this, they always appeal. But what happened was on January 6th of 2023, you had this little first grade student that pulls out a 9mm from a jacket pocket, shoots her through her left hand at about 2 in the afternoon. The bullet goes through and narrowly misses her heart. It lodged by her spine and very close to her aorta. It can't even be safely removed. And she testified, "I thought I had died. I thought I was either on my way to heaven or in heaven. Then it all got black, and so then I thought I wasn't going there. My next memory is I see two coworkers around me, and I process that I'm hurt, and they're putting pressure on where I'm hurt." She's had 6 surgeries. She's been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. I can't even imagine, right? She has nightmares, anxiety, terrible memories of that day. She does not teach at Richneck School anymore. I guess she's doing something else with cosmetology.
What did the assistant principal do that? That's the part I don't remember. Yeah. Why is she liable?
So what happened was is that she was told by several different people in the hours leading up to this that this kid had a gun in the backpack, and they didn't remove the backpack. They didn't remove the boy. They didn't investigate the claims by the students. There were 2 girls that said he had a firearm. They didn't follow up on that.
Jeez.
So what the school says is that, well, they were working as a team to follow school procedures, and one person had all the puzzle pieces, and that person was Dr. Parker, so they put the blame on her. There's a grand jury that goes to work on this. They put a report together, it's 24 pages, that says that Parker was warned 3 times on the day of the shooting that the boy had a weapon, but failed to do anything. I mean, you should be held civilly and legally criminally responsible for that.
Was she found criminally responsible?
No, that's what I'm talking. That's what's coming up. So the civil trial is what wrapped up. The criminal trial, where she's got 8 felony charges, is coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Isn't it usually that goes first and then the civil? I guess that confused me. I'm not sure why they reversed
right about
in
that.
This case.
So during recess on the day that this happened, Jennifer West is another first grade teacher. She testifies during this trial that she watches the boy, the shooter, and another after being alerted by Zwerner. The second boy, that's the teacher, the second boy later nervously told her the student had shown him the gun and threatened him if he told anyone. He said that he would hurt us, West testified, that he would blow us up. So West calls the office, and a music teacher relays the finding to Parker. There's a guidance counselor that also gets involved, learns about the concerns. He speaks to the student who reported the gun, and then he goes to Parker, and he says the backpack had been searched. He asked to search the boy. Parker said his mother would be coming soon to pick him up, and maybe they could wait until then.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So I guess they put a witness on the stand on Monday that says that Zwerner should have intervened. That's the defense saying that the teacher should. It's her fault. They tried to victim shame and blame
Give
her.
Give me a break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, this guy, these guys that get paid, I want a gig like this. I really do. Amy Klinger, a former professor and director of the Educational Leadership Program at Ashland University in Ohio. What the hell? She testifies for the defense. Think about this woman going up there, a teacher shot, nearly killed by a 6-year-old. They knew he had the gun. And she's testifying and telling the jury that the teachers, including Ms. Zwerner, who was shot in her hand and almost killed, had the responsibility to take more action than they did to stop a first grader who may have a gun. Give me a freaking break. They did what they could, and the people in charge didn't take any action.
Right.
They just said, let's wait till the mom gets here, and then we'll pull out the 9mm. That is an atrocious situation. So
wow.
She didn't get the $40 million, but $10 million, I would say, is, and you know what happens with these. Then they'll appeal, and they'll say, okay, we'll write the check for $8 million or whatever. But I believe she should be compensated for what she went through. And then I'll be very curious to see. Hard for me to think that they find, the jury deliberates for 5.5 hours. In the whole scheme of things with juries, that's a very, very short amount of time.
Yeah, okay? Especially for that kind of money.
I mean, it was a quick trial, but still, very short amount of time. Hard for me to believe that guilty verdicts, at least on some of the felony charges, aren't coming down for that principal in a couple of weeks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.